Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, one body.
Yes. Where is your wife? Okay. No problem.
Yes.
Parashat Ki Tetzeh. And as we know, all the parashiyot are connected to what's really happening in our life every day. And we are standing now in front of Chodesh Elul, in front of Rosh Hashanah. And the Rav Zalman Sorotskin says, you know, if you go on war with your enemy, don't wait till he gets to you. Ki tetzeh lemilchama. Get out to him. Do it on his field, not in your field. Don't wait for him to come here. Let the war, which is very logical, don't let the war come into your land. Go and fight the enemy outside. Of course, it's good for the civilians, it's good for everybody. When we talk...
doing it here, what's wrong with the government?
Yeah. Unfortunately, we're not alone. We have the world that looks at us on every movement we do. But that's what the Torah is telling us. Ki tetzeh lemilchama al oyvecha. Another important thing, when you go out on a war, with whom?
Your enemies.
Your enemy, not your friends, not your neighbors, not your family. Don't do wars with your family. Unfortunately, we don't listen to this so much. We do a lot of wars with our friends, with our neighbors, and even with our families. So, ki tetzeh lemilchama al oyvecha. Don't remember, we do war with enemies, not with our friends. And especially at Chodesh Elul, we have to take it in consideration that the way we behave, God is going to behave with us. בדרך שאדם רוצה להילך, מוליכים אותו. In the way that one wants to walk, God is going with him, the same way. מידה שמודד האדם, ככה מודדים לו מלמעלה, מידה כנגד מידה. You see, when we stand in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu and ask him for forgiveness on certain things, so God is going to look at us and ask us, did you forgive your friend? Did you forgive this guy who insulted you? Did you forgive this guy who did wrong to you? You didn't? Why do you want me to forgive you? And it's an important point to understand. You know, we can get to the point. You know, we're talking about tshuva. We're talking, ki tetzeh lemilchama al oyvecha. You know, it's not easy. Each one of us got his own problems in life, and we have our own sins. Everybody in his level, everybody with his way of life. And when we think about doing tshuva, sometimes it gets to us. How can we do this? You know, we have so many sins, so many things wrong, and we love to do so many things that are not exactly the right thing to do. And how do we do tshuva? So the Rav Pinkus says...
God, I forgive everybody who is wrong. Don't punish me for my sins.
So that's exactly the point. The point is that it's not so easy. Somebody comes and insults you. You know, you're not. We say this Peshma, but you know, inside, oh, how can I forgive this guy? He did me so wrong. And the important thing is to understand. The Rav Pinkus Zatzal says there are two ways to do tshuva. A lot of ways. Yes, the Rambam, when you look through Ilchot Tshuva, believe me, after you finish reading it, you just sit and you get into depression. How can I do what he asks me to do? Says Rav Pinkus, Chodesh Elul is a special Chodesh. It's a special month. And this month, if you want to do tshuva, you have the hard way. But there is also a very easy way. What is this easy way? This easy way is to get into the hug of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. In other words, a father didn't see his son for many, many years. And then he sees his son. And he opens his arms. And the son is standing there. What should the son do now? God. If he loves his father, he runs into his father's arms. And you know, he did wrong. And the father knows he did wrong. But still, that's his son. And when he's opening his arms and he sees his son running to him, so he feels, oh, He loves me. And if he loves me, I'm going to help him. I'm going to hug him. But imagine to yourself, this father is standing with open arms, and the son, instead of running to him, is turning away. What then?
That's terrible.
So in other words, we have in this month a very easy way to go into the onto the hug of the Kadosh Baruch Hu and do tshuva, but we have, it's a risk. If we don't do anything about it, then we are in our, you know, our father is opening his arms. They say, Amelech Basadeh, the king is in the field. The king is here with us. Ani le dodi ve dodi li. Rashei Tevot Elul. Ani le dodi ve dodi li. And we do nothing? We go on with life like nothing is happening? That's the worst thing to do. Yeah, but doing tshuva is terrible. I cannot do this. Who asked you to do it by yourself? Just show Kadosh Baruch Hu that you love him. You know, this story, I think, a famous story I told you a few times before. This young doctor is working in the hospital, and you have, you know, every once in a while, you have to stay on duty at night. And this young doctor, the first time he has to go on duty at night, he's got the whole department, the whole machlaka is full with very sick people, very ill people. It's a very, let's say, some of them are in a crucial situation. And they tell him, you're staying tonight on duty. He says, look at what's happening. How can I, by myself, do all of this? The whole night? He says, don't worry. You have on. You can phone if you have any problems. You phone. And there are a few doctors that are on standby. And you phone them and they'll come and help you. Okay. He has to do it. And its shift starts, and from, let's say, the five first minutes, problems starting. And he runs from bed to bed, from bed to bed, this one, and he really saves life. It's not simple. They are very ill. And he's running from bed to bed, and time comes, and it's another one, and another one, and another one, and he runs in and there. Unfortunately, when the morning comes, he understood that he didn't get to two beds, and those ill people died at night because he didn't have the time to get to them. But he really did the most, he did everything he could. He got sued on negligent, causing death by negligent. And he comes in front of the judge and he says, how can you blame me in a thing like this while everybody can come and witness that I didn't rest for 1 minute the whole night. I didn't close my eyes. I didn't rest. I was running from bed to bed, bed to bed. You know what the judge told him? Who told you to do it by yourself? You were on duty, and they told you very clearly that if there are problems, what do? You phone the other doctors to come and help you. And because you didn't do it, this is negligent. And you are guilty. And the same thing is with God. God is not asking us to go on war by ourselves. He's just asking, "Ki tetzel lemilchama al oyvecha." And what's written there? Unetano Hashem Elokecha beyadecha. Unbelievable. God is telling you, you go out on war, and what's going to happen? I'm going to give you your enemy in your hands. So the only thing we have to do is to do the first step. Go out on war. Now, to understand, to go out on war is not just talking about it. It's doing it. It says, "Ptach li petach kechudo shel machat, ve'eftach lecha petach kepitcho shel olam." You open me a small hole, like a needle hole, and I will open you the whole world. But the needle hole means, we say, duch and duch. You know what duch and duch is. From one side to the other side. Not like, okay, if he doesn't go into the other side, this is nothing. So what is a small needle hole? A certain mitzvah that you know that you can do it, and you take it on yourself that from this day on, you're going to do it properly. You choose. It can be a very simple thing. For example, when I go to the toilet, if I don't do the benching properly after I go get out of the toilet, from this day on, I'm going to do it properly. And let's say I do the blessing every time, I'm going to read it out from a book or whatever. I don't exactly have a special kavana when I wake up in the morning and says, Modeh ani lefanecha. So from this day on, whenever I wake up, I says, Modeh ani lefanecha mel, and I do it with all the intention. It's hard. It's very easy. So this small thing can you get you into the big hole and can go get you through Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Bezrat Hashem. That's the meaning, Ki titzeh lemilchama al oivecha. Unetano Hashem Elokecha b'yadecha. Yes, it's not easy. And the thing is also, one of the biggest questions we ask is also connected to the last pasuk, Shoftim v'shotrim titen lecha b'chol sha'arecha. We have the duty to put guards and police on our gates. And the simple meaning is that in every place that we have in Israel or whatever Jews live, they have to make sure that they have a court and they have policemen to enforce the law, and also that it's going to be justice. Unfortunately, today we know if you have any claim or something, sometimes they can drag you for years on a case. But the Torah doesn't want this to happen. She wants it to be solved even in the same day. So there will be justice, but in order to have justice, you need also the police. Because, you know, if there are only judges, they're going to say, okay, the sentence is 2,000 shekel, you have to pay. But there's nobody to enforce it, so he's not going to pay. So, Lo Rachai Makados says, if there is no policeman, you don't need the judge. But there is a different case, that the judge is also the policeman. And that's, by the way, one of the cases of our. Because the gates are really the gates of our body. The ears, the nose, the mouth, we have to keep them guarded and not letting anything wrong go in or go out. You know, Lashon Hara, for example. Listen to Lashon Hara, talk Lashon Hara. Now, this is our obligation to keep our gates. And the other thing is that the Torah is telling you, you have to go to the judge that is on your days. In other words, who is going to decide what's right and what's wrong? Moshe Rabbeinu? The Rambam? No. The Gdol Ador that you have today, the rabbi that you have today. And here we come to another problem. Who is the right rabbi? And there's a big problem because, Baruch Hashem, we have a lot of rabbi. From the other side, not all those rabbis are exactly, let's say, our cup of tea in, let's say, saying it nicely.
Yeah.
So, how do we choose which one to listen to? And I'm not joking, you know, it's getting worse and worse every day. It's not, it really, you don't, just recently I heard about one of the rabbis that I really respected him. I knew that he's a little, you know, going forward with things, but I respected him because he was a Talmid Chacham and he really, and then I heard that he was saying something that was really against Aloha. And from in 1 minute he, and this is a guy that if he tells me one something about Aloha, I'm not going to listen to him. So how do we choose who is a real rabbi or who is not? You know, it's like, I always give the example, we have a warehouse, and in the warehouse you have boxes, and on the boxes you have sometimes a drawing or a code. So you know exactly what is in the box. Unfortunately, sometimes we give away a part of the box to a customer, and then we change boxes.
And you don't.
And what is written outside is not exactly what's the inside. And that's the same in life. You know, if somebody is dressed like a rabbi, it's not always a rabbi. It's only the box. The question is, what is in the box?
Yes.
Sorry. Sorry. That's what we say, kabdeu v'chashdeu. Yeah, and that's exactly the point. Says there are something. Imu malach Elokim tishma. Sometimes you hear things that our sages say. Only if he's an angel from heaven, like behaves like an angel, then you listen to him. But you know, we are not angels, and our rabbis are not exactly angels. Maybe some of them are close to it, but the point is really that we have to check who do we deal with. And you know, it's very interesting. It says in our parsha, "Is kitetze machane aloyvecha." It says kitetze la milchama, and then there is kitetze machane. What is machane? The Torah is telling us a very very good thing. When you go on war, don't go alone. Go with the machane. Go with the congregation. Go with all people. In other words, if we want to win this war with the Yetzer Hara, if we want to win this war and go to the right rabbi and do the right things, first of all, we have to do the right move. And believe me, if you do the right move, unetano Hashem elokecha biyadecha, God is going to show you the right way. So, another important thing, don't be alone in this war. Be a part of a congregation. What does it mean? For example, now, we've been now in the Dolmatim, or what you call it in English, I don't know.
Dolomites.
We've been on the Dolomites. And the view is unbelievable. The problem is, if you go by yourself,
it's dangerous.
It's not only dangerous, it's you have no shul, you have no davening, you have no kosher food. Though that today they have one kosher hotel that is open the whole year, by the way, in the middle there. But the thing is, so you can do this journey by yourself, and you can go with a group of people. Now, also, if you go with a group of people, you have to choose the right group. Because somebody tells me, we went on with a group, and one of them told me that her husband wanted to go on a different group, but they were going on Shabbos. Part of the journeys were done on Shabbos. And he says, no, we are alone, nobody is going to see us. He says, what do you mean? God is seeing you everywhere, wherever you are. And Baruch Hashem, they decided to go with the religious group. It was really, the scenery there, if you have seen it, it's unbelievable.
Did you go with the company, Nofet Kasher?
No, I go with Tour Plus, for example, this thing. But it's Baruch Hashem, today you have quite a few, and really, it's unbelievable how easy it is today, a kosher cruise, everything. Yeah, really, Baruch Hashem, like in the middle of nowhere, a kosher hotel. So there are, if you want and you look, you find it. The thing is, when you go with the right group, your life is different. You know, you keep kosher, you have a meal, you have beautiful meals, you have davening, and you know, it makes the change. But you have to be with the right, so it's much easier to fight Yetzer Hara. Because you go, you know, with the group, that they're all davening. They also, even if you're on holiday, you go to daven. There's Sfaradim, they did a minyan very early in the morning for slichas. You think people didn't come? Maybe not everybody, but people came. Because, you know, you have a group, and the group is forcing you or is keeping after you to do the right thing. Unfortunately, if you go with the different group, instead of doing good, you're going to do worse. Why? Because you're not doing it by yourself, you're also doing it with the group. And this is Chilul Hashem. And there's always a lot to learn. And the beauty is, Ki tetzeh lemilchama aloyvecha, Ki tetzeh machaneh aloyvecha. Choose the right people to go with. If you are in a group, the influence of a good group is unbelievable. And it doesn't matter where you are. Of course, the best place in the world is in Eretz Yisrael, where we are Baruch Hashem blessed and we have everything that we need. But we have to understand, we don't take this as granted. We have to understand and realize. It's unbelievable, and but at the end of the day, Israel is more unbelievable. Because you see, this is our land. This is the only place where a Jew can feel at home. As somebody told me, you know, it's beautiful here and everything is okay. But at the end of the day, it's not my country. It's nice to come and visit, but I wouldn't like to live there. From the other side, we have to understand that unfortunately people do live in Eretz Israel, in Eretz HaKodesh, and still do wrong things. And the Torah is telling us, this is the time. This is the time to do tshuva. This is the best time. There is no better time. Because at that time, that now we're sitting here and learning Torah and Chodesh Elul, it's a special learning. I don't know if you feel it, but if you try to do tshuva now and get on yourself good decisions, you will feel it's much easier than doing it in another month. Because God is here. And as the Rav Pinkus Zatzal says, and I always tell it to people, because you know, sometimes you see people that are so depressed. How I'm going to do tshuva, you know. And when they say Yamim Noraim, they get depressed. Yamim Noraim, this is terrible. It says, Nora Tov. Those days are so good to us. Somebody says, you know, you have to be frightened from Chodesh Elul. Yes, from one side. But it says, like Shlomo Evin Gvirol, a famous religious poet, and he wrote, Mimcha Elecha Evrach. I'm running away from you. Where I'm running to? To you. Mimcha Elecha Evrach. What does it mean? I'm running from you to you? Sounds stupid. It's not stupid. Who do we run from? From the fright of God. Because God is going to judge us. Judgment day. But who are we running to help us?
To God.
To God. Because it's the same story I told you also before. You know, this guy, he's got a court case. Very difficult court case. Unbelievable. And he's really, he's trembling, you know, when the you know, when the time comes by, you know, it's in a few days, he doesn't know what to do. He hires the best lawyers. And no, his life are depending on this trial. And the day of the court case, he is really shaking. His whole body is shaking. He doesn't, he's white, he doesn't know, he's, really, it's not him. And his lawyer is trying to relax him, says, calm down, you know, it will be okay. They're sitting in the court, and this guy is really, if you look at him, terrible. And suddenly the time comes, and the judge comes in. From the minute the judge came in, this guy changed. He starts smiling, laughing. The lawyer tells him, calm down. This is not a good impression. You're in a court case and you're laughing in front of the judge and smiling. What's wrong with you? 2 minutes ago, you were trembling, you were in great fear, and now you're smiling and laughing. And this guy is, it's okay. And he laughs away. So, you know, if you're going to go on laughing, I'm going to leave, because you've got no chance. So he tells him, come. You know what the judge is? It's my father. In other words, that's exactly our case. Who is the judge? Who is going to judge us? Some foreigner? A terrible guy? A terrible judge? Our loving God, our Father in heaven, is going to judge us. And does Father love his children? Banim atem la'Hashem Elokechem. You are the children of God. You don't have to fear nothing. As we said, just show God the love He wants us to show. Okay, He knows that we are human beings. He knows that we've got Yetzer Hara. And He knows that the war is hard. But He put us in this war. And He knows that the only thing He wants us to do is what? Ki tetze lemilchama al oyvecha. Go out on war. Don't chas v'sholom sit down. Okay, Chodesh Elul. Another month. It's not another month. It's a special month. It's a special month, and in this month you can do unbelievable things. And you know, there are so many stories about people that change themselves in this month. And you know, the changes don't have to be unbelievable. Even a small change makes a difference. It's like, and this was in the story, it's like the story I told you also, I think, before, about this guy. You know, was it a program on television a few years ago about that collectors? You know the collectors? They collect things, doesn't matter what. Some of them collect junk, some of them collect papers and whatever, and then they get to a point that the whole house is full with stuff, and they cannot even go into the house. It's real, really. You know, it's unbelievable, you know, what people do. And there was this guy, he really stuffed his house, that in order to go to the toilet, he has to... how do you say to lischol to lischol lischol to go on ground in order to get to the toilet. So they did a special program, and they offered a lot of money for all those Michiganers in order to clean their house. And it was the word, you know, we're taking lorries Really unbelievable how much junk he had, this guy. And to convince him, woohoo! And now one of the points he says, how can I clean this house? You know, this is really, you know, it's on top of me. It's maybe it was a few things, okay, but you know, it's, you need, so they don't worry. We bring the. And the thing I learned from this is, you know, sometimes people come into Rosh Hashanah and they tell themselves, you know, we are so full with sins. How can we clean ourselves? Says the Rav Pinkus, God wants you to clean the entrance. At least clean the entrance. Why? You know, imagine to yourself this house is full with junk. And the point is that now also the gate is full with junk. And it's going to rain. What are you going to do? You cannot clean the whole house. Definitely. What are you going to do? Clean at least the entrance. When you clean the entrance, can you go now in? Yes. And that's what God, that's Chodesh Elul. Chodesh Elul is to clean the entrance. At least clean the entrance so you are walking into the new year. Now, mitzvah goreret mitzvah. In our parasha we see it also. When somebody does a good thing drags another good thing. Mitzvah goreret mitzvah. Unfortunately, it goes also to the other side. We're talking here about Eshet Yefat Toar, when you find the war Shikta and what you do. And then Ben Sorer Umore is also in our parasha. In other words, when Avera goreret Avera, a sin drags a sin, the mitzvah goreret mitzvah. So, what do we do? Do a small mitzvah. Clean the entrance. You know, when you clean the entrance, you feel, okay, wow. You know what? I clean a little more. And then you find yourself doing whatever you can in order to get closer and closer to God. So, the thing is, we have to do the first move. And even if we are full with sins, at least clean the entrance. Don't worry. God wants you to do whatever you can, even if it's a small thing. Just show Him your love. Show Him that you care. Not letting this month go just like another month.
So I want to ask you about that we should go into the enemy's territory to fight the war. It doesn't make logical sense to me, because if you take World War II, the Germans lost to the Russians because they came into a hostile land that they didn't know. You didn't know the terrain. You don't know where to find, where to go. Whereas if you're fighting in your own territory, you've got the territorial imperative. It's, you're the boss.
Yes, you're talking about, see, the difference is very simple. You say, like in a football game, the best place to play, if you want to win, is in your own field.
Yes.
The problem is, we're not talking about a football game. We're talking about life and death. Now, when we talk, 1 minute. So we're talking about life and death, when you are, let's say, we live here in Ra'anana. Where do you prefer the war to be, inside Ra'anana or outside Ra'anana?
Well, I would prefer it to be outside, because I don't want to damage my place.
But not only damage your place, you damage the civilian that cannot fight. See, that's the point. When a soldier goes to... The soldier is not... The main thing is, when we're talking about defending our country, is the borders. We don't want nobody to go into our borders. That's the meaning of outside. The borders are the entrance. So we put on the border soldiers in order to nobody to go in the borders. In other words, don't wait for the Palestinians to come and go in the fence and then fight them, so the world will be happy. It won't be happy anyway, but even if they go into Ra'anana, in the middle of Ra'anana, and we chas v'sholom defend ourselves, we are going to be the offenders and on the wrong side. But the idea is that if you have a war, don't let the war get into you. And when we talk about Yetzer Hara, it's also very clear. Don't Yetzer Hara go inside. Because if you're inside, you have a problem. So you try and take the danger of war as far as you can. Of course, there are a lot of systems and methods and things today how to do a war. But definitely, the main thing is keep the war outside. Don't let it go inside.
The border.
Yes.
Keep the border.
Okay.